For a campus with a small footprint in a small town, Taylor University students love using bicycles to get around, at least at the beginning of the year.
I don't know how many bikes are on campus, but there must be between maybe 800 and 1,000. We have between 30 and 50 bikes abandoned each year.
I think we have a lot of people that think that they want to use bikes and then bring bikes and then forget about them or get fed up with them and think they're broken, but they're not really.
That's Professor of Earth and Environmental Sciences Michael Giebert and Taylor student Sean Maynor. The men are responsible for a fleet of yellow bicycles now rolling across campus called Taylor Taxis.
People were taking them on laps around campus the week that they were released. People love, like, the chance of having to not walk across campus.
Because the taxis are sourced from bikes that have been abandoned by students, a lot of work goes into assessing each bike's ability to be used for the program. Some are more helpful by supplying spare parts.
Almost none of the bikes are ready to roll and ready to use when they're left behind. And so it takes some level of work. Take it all apart. We assess what components are working, and then we'll clean and paint and re-lubricate everything and put it all back together, typically adding new tubes or new tires, maybe some new brake cables or levers.
They do that at the Taylor Bike Kitchen, which is actually a garage on campus equipped with parts and tools needed for bike repairs. Giebert says area grant money funded the supplies, and Maynor says keeping the bikes in working order is even now occupying the students who work there.
There's a couple bikes that seem to be kind of troublesome, like just won't stay running. That's kind of annoying.
After collecting about 400 bikes since 2007, about 30 bikes are now available to be borrowed on campus. Because Taylor students and staff sign a pledge with rules about respectfully living together communally, Giebert says he thinks the bike borrowing program will be a great success. Stephanie Weekman, IPR News.